everyone. At the time of recording, it is November 2nd, 3 days before my 32nd birthday, and it is 11:30 at night, 11:31 p.m. to be exact. So I'll consider this the Halloween special. And since it's so close to my birthday episode will likely be sometime in maybe the middle of this month. But tonight, I am introducing you to a very new and special friend of mine. Special guest, Don P.
Special guest star.
Don P and I don't go too far back, but he is a very eccentric personality. A lot of strange ideas about the world and himself. And we've been making music lately. So, unfortunately, this is an abrupt end, an abrupt start to a new season of Pillow Talk Radio and Podcast. This will be transitional because it calls for a renaming of the project itself. And there's a lot of other stuff going on because I'll be working with Don P. in many facets of my creative experience. But this is in some ways kind of sad because I really want to work with a friend of mine, Kevin Hardesty, on at least one last episode. Actually, even our friend, a mutual friend of ours, Kevin introduced me to him. His name is Man Bear. He goes by Man Bear. Would have been really cool to have them both on for the last few episodes of the season about war, but either way I will have them on in any manner because they're just interesting motherfuckers all together. A lot of cool shit for them to say. So, without further ado, if that is the expression, you know what I realize whenever I'm on this podcast, whenever I'm speaking, I'll find my way back to my original intent of statement, even if it sound, if it's like a roundabout way, I'll say things. If I say something wrong, I'll say it. I'll re-say it in a way that I realize is probably a better way to say it. So, anyway, without further delay, let's get into a pre-recorded phone call of a conversation with Don P. And a very special one since he reveals to us something he's been working on. So let's get to it. On the phone with Don P. Don P, say hello.
What's good? What's cracking, Paulie? How you doing?
Not bad. How about yourself?
You know, I'm doing my thing. You know, I'm back in Harlem. And, you know, I just got myself some grub. Just got a couple of drinks and shit. I'm steady hitting the L's. You know, I'm just waiting for your phone call and shit.
Cool. I did notice that you sometimes tend to have a New York accent. Sometimes you have like an LA accent. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I was actually born in New York, and I lived here up until I was about 4 or 5 years old. And then me and my mom moved out to South Central, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes that shit just slip out my mouth like that, you know?
Oh, cool. So, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You know, you've said some interesting stuff about yourself in the past, but let's hear your version for our radio listeners.
I'm actually a demonic entity manifesting in human form as an African American, half Japanese, half Hispanic. And I've been incarnated into this physical form to spread a message.
Well, I don't believe any of that. moving forward, so I have been making music for you lately. That's been a cool experience. How's it been sitting well with you, or?
Oh, I love it. You know, I'm a musician myself. You know, I make beats and shit. But obviously, as you know, I'm more of a, I'm an MC, I'm a rapper. And, yeah, it's been cool working with you. You know what I'm saying? You're cool people.
Nice. Glad to hear that. Would you, I don't know if you're around any studio equipment, but I know that you are working on something lately. What is that?
It's actually a track I call Bradley. And, you know, I don't really have a lot of equipment right here with me because I'm at my brother's. But I can spit a little bit of a freestyle if you want it.
Yeah, I think we'd all like to hear something.
Let me just slow it down then like that, all right?
Cool, cool.
Stop, no need to. Motherfuckers hating cause they in my rear view. All I've been through, where'd I go? This head, you pull it out my pocket. Fuck, we fucking on the bed. She my thotty, I'ma catch this body. Like that, yeah. Ain't stop. No need to, motherfuckers hating cause they in my rear view. All I've been through, where'd I go? This here, she pull it out my pocket. Fuck boy, we fucking on the bed. See my thigh, I'ma catch this body.
Bradley, 21 years at the trap house. Smoke dust hot off, sherm on his MacBook. Sear skin fake. Pull the wad out, crispy dough. Now we flossin' with the bands now. Crew pull up with the message. Three young perpetrators with slipping lessons. No lunch money, what it do now? Hesitated too long, nigga made the gun blow. Shock running through his system. Spray the alleyway all the way, but they missed him. I ass hell vision, straight in like a light show. Whole new clip, getting loaded for his dome though. As he ducked through the yard, making sure he got the cash before we get far. Homie spell victim to the cartridge. Bradley mix a run for the corner market. Don't stop, keep breathing. They bucket hit the corner, now they speeding. Where I go, this bread is falling out my pocket. Dead boy, now I'm seeing red. Where's my shot? I'ma cash my body. shots heading straight buzz. Or Zanibar shark trip minotaurs. Colors and shapes on the wall. Bad hoes texting, asking what time they can call. Fantasy trap is what it was. The money was good and my life had it all. Life's a short dream to a plug until it's fate on sight by a thug. But what about the drugs causing suicides? Death as a spirit is now being realized. Bradley caught 25 years. That put his baby moms in a gang of real tears. The court gave an option for repentance. She found out that day that she was actually pregnant.
That was pretty terrible, man. I have to be honest with you. have you rapped before? Or is this like, did you just throw that together in 5 minutes?
Party, why you gotta fuck with me like that, bro? Come on, bro. You know we go back.
I've known you maybe for like a couple weeks at best. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say about that.
Man, shut your bitch ass up, bro. You still making beats for me anyway.
That's true. Either way, it was great having you on, and I know we'll be making more music in the future, and I would love to have you back.
Bitch ass Mark bitch bust.
Okay, so yeah, he didn't really have too much else to say, but all in all, he enjoyed being on the show, and he's delighted to be back at any given point. I will continue making beats for him, and he will keep the steady supply of deranged humor coming my way. I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.